Jason and Adam with you here live in the 1RPM studio. And as we mentioned, coming up tonight, it's another Thunderground out at the Basement East. And we've got one of the acts playing tonight, Wild Love, joining us here in the 1RPM studio. Good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Wild Love. That's a nice speaking voice. Is that you, Brandon?
That's me, yeah.
I'm looking right at you.
I'm trying to get that real radio voice going.
Yeah, it's articulate.
If this music stuff doesn't
work out. Articulate, man, it isn't the easiest thing for me either. So you guys, I think it seems to be safe that you both have great singing voices. How do you guys feel about your speaking voices? I'm just getting into the heavy hitting stuff right now.
I don't have a good singing voice.
I just kind of yell
a little bit.
We were wondering why you gave him the mic in the first place.
So you're talking about your name is Mikey. You have a mic. It's Mike and Brandon. This is Wild Love. You guys are like the UN of bands. Walk me through it. What's going on? This is a weird thing.
Yeah, it's super weird. We all, besides Mike, the two other members, Nolan and Sai, we all met at in DC, which is already such a melting pot
really?
Of the city, you know. Mm-hmm. We really jumped into that kind of punk scene at the start when we first started playing. But our bass player Sai is from Turkey. His dad won the green card lottery, so that
really?
Got him over here. Yeah, it's super weird.
Dude.
And y'all were at the same bus stop, right?
Yeah. We all met at the same bus stop,
Whoa! This is like the stuff of lore.
I know.
Yeah. Wow, and you guys are living it. Does it feel mythical even in the moment?
It does sound like it.
Man, we're excited to see you guys playing live tonight out at the Basement East as part of our Thunderground series. A really cool lineup. So you guys have played some of the different venues throughout Nashville, and I'm sure you've seen some gigs at Basement East. What are your thoughts on the venue tonight?
Brandon, have you ever been?
Wait a minute. Oh, dude, rookies.
I've been plenty of times. I saw Citizen and a bunch of punk bands there a while ago. And one of my favorite venues, so I'm excited to play.
I love it. It's got the high stage. The sound is big. Tonight actually starts on time, too. Did you guys know that?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, our Thunderground.
It's still the music industry.
I know, dude. It is the craziest thing. Nashville time is very different than regular actual time.
Everything's like 11 minutes late.
Yeah, you figured out the number. Yeah. Oh, man. So we're excited to have you guys play something live on the radio for us. Before you guys step onto a stage to play a full-on, like, electrified, plugged-in sort of show, what's the vibe? Do you guys do, like, the team meeting? Do you do a little huddle? Do you do, like, sort of year-over-year comps? Do you do growth plans? What do you guys do?
No, we all hate each other. So we just... We don't talk. We all come in separate cars.
Really passive-aggressive stares, like, right before going on.
It really gets us in the mood.
Well, and with your lovely accent, Brandon, it sounded like you said you all hit each other. And be looking for some bruises on Wild Love. Literally wild. Backstage at the Basement East, which is very nice. Hey, you're going to enjoy that, guys. All right, let's play it. Let's play a live one. I'm hearing this is called the Samba Song, and I do think I'm getting a credit. Anything we should know before we hear it? Do you have any sort of details, secrets that you want to tell before you play it? Like in a songwriter's round where you just tell the whole story.
Yeah, I won't tell the whole story. It's 3 years worth of storytelling. But, just bad relationship, as most songs are, I suppose.
And, you seem like such an agreeable guy, man.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he knows how to pick them.
I don't know how to pick them well at all. And the guy said to me, they were like, you can write one more song about this person. So I wrote this
Here
one.
Here it is.
So.
There really should be a limit on how many songs we can write about one person.
An album and a half is enough.
So this is the last one.
Here it is. All right, I got to guess you're going out big time. It is Wild Love live in the 1RPM studio with a tune called The Samba Song.
You could have been so much better. Nothing ever goes as planned. You can't blame it on the weather. To lay around doing nothing. I don't get you anymore. Since you went back to your ex-love, I don't get you anymore. Send you home, and I got a lot of time to get you out my mind. To get you out my mind. I got
so much better. But honey, you're never around. I could see this going somewhere, you see, but you're doing something else. You're doing someone who isn't me. Oh, cop on, baby, I don't get you anymore. Since you went back to your ex-love, I don't get you anymore. Send you home, and I got a lot of time to get you out of my mind, to get you out of my
studio. It's called the Samba Song, featuring some very prominent, important background vocals from me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Brandon and Mike.
That was beautiful.
It was fun to like, okay, I'm like, oh, I understand this part.
Are you doing anything tonight? You want to hop on stage?
You know what? You did. The thing
you
is,
know it now.
If I'm at a place, there's a good chance I'm going to be on the stage. I'm not saying that as a positive. This is the thing I'm working through with many different professionals.
Well, that's where you follow up and say, if I come out and do that, are you guys going to be here with us 5:30 tomorrow morning,
dude,
to host the show?
If you want to drag me out of bed.
See? Yeah.
Here's the other piece of this, Jay, that we haven't said, but both of us, I think, have thought. You guys could host this morning show for us.
Wow.
I've just got the vibe that you are able to give each other some heck, H-E-double-C-K, in a nice way.
I was gonna say, you cleaned up a couple lyrics in there. I was like, oh, I forgot we're on the radio.
Oh, good job. Yeah.
If you want to hear the real thing, come to Bass
Nation. That's right. Tonight, wow. With Underground. Doors at 7, show starts at 8.
Yeah, I was thinking like, it's something else entirely when the real song hits. Yeah. So, dude, Brandon, one of the nice things about your accent, one, it makes you cool.
Cool.
Two, you can rhyme different words. You did like more and love in that song in a way, and it works well with the way that you sing them and not the way Jay or I would. And Jay is, of course, not going to sing anytime soon.
No, he sang great today, really.
He did. I couldn't tell if you were mouthing the words or just really singing.
I made
Jay.
Sure that I was like lost in the mix.
Ooh, he was engineering.
He was lost in the music.
He was lost in the music. That's how you play along right there. Everybody can play along tonight out at Thunderground. We got a great lineup set up for this evening. Jay, don't give away any trade secrets, boys. Wild Love, Nautilus.
Theater of the mind, guys. It's radio.
Illiterate Light and Hot Darn Brunette, which is not their name, but it's how I read it the first time because I censored myself a little bit. It's morning radio.
Once again.
But, man, it is a cool lineup. That tune reminded me, I mean, it does have a samba feel. Did you start it thinking, wouldn't it be fun to have something with like just a real different rhythm than our other music, or how did it start?
It was all just an accident.
It was?
Just pure accident. And like all the songs, I was at a party, people were dancing, and I just started playing to the way that they were moving their bodies, and then just went from there.
Cool.
And then We didn't have a title for it. It was just like, it sounds like a samba song.
The samba song.
It's called a samba song.
The samba song.
I love the drama. Samba song. I'm gonna look and see if anybody else has a the samba song. Let's check it out.
Probably.
Ooh, Tito Puente. Yeah.
1986.
Ooh, Gloria Estefan also beat you to it.
Covering Tito Puente.
That would be cool.
That's how you break into Latin America, right?
I feel like, you're becoming even more international as we talk. Well, so let's do this. We're having a good time goofing off. Let's play another one of your songs. This is going to be the album version of Flow.
Yeah.
What should we know about Flow, or maybe the recording process? Or how do you guys like to work? I actually do want to ask you this. How do you guys like to work in the studio? Is every idea equal? Or do you have bossy stuff? Do you just kind of feel it out? How do you do it?
Well, this one was the first song that we ever wrote as a band. Our first one I wrote, it's like maybe 10 years old now.
What?
And
you're like,
are you 10 years old?
Yeah.
Hey, good burn.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Yeah. I was in a previous band back in Ireland, and like I wrote the song then, and I brought it to them, and I just didn't feel right playing with them.
Mm.
So I held on to it for a few years, and then this band started, and it just felt better. So I just wanted to wait. I really enjoy this song,
dude.
So I didn't want to ruin it. So,
that's so cool.
Thankfully, these musicians are good. So, it works well.
There are songs that arrive before their time.
Yeah.
Is that how you felt with this?
I felt like that. Yeah. And even still now, you know, hopefully once we get a little bit more steam on the rest, we could possibly re-release it. You know, I really love this song.
Dude, that's so cool. It is really not the easiest thing for a lot of artists to be kind of comfortable with their catalog and genuinely just be like, I like this thing. But it's important. If we're going to do this, we better like what we're making, right?
That's what I always say to the guys. That's what I always say, you know, like if you don't enjoy the music, don't play it.
Yeah. So. Hey, I think we're going to all enjoy this. So we're talking to Wild Love. Here is their tune, Flow, on Lightning 100.
Oh, what a risk I'm taking. Inside you turn me down. I can't believe I might lose you now. I may be a fool, but you're wanted. And you can't say it's a gift for me. What a risk I'm taking. Seeking,
Lightning 100. It's Wild Love right there. That tune is called Flow, and man, it sounded great. That one, we played that from the record. We also got to hear a live version of a new tune called The Samba Song in Nashville. You can check out all that and more this very evening out at the Beast, the Basement East, as part of our Thunderground series. Jay, do you know the other three bands who are playing?
You know what? I do, Adam.
Share that info, please.
In addition to Wild Love, we're going to see Nawas, Illiterate Light, and Hot Damn Brunette.
Hey, he says it. Oh, I know. It's
never too early.
Hey, it's right there in front of me.
Do you guys have, like, on the wall, just like words not to say?
They're all
possible substitutes.
They're all upstairs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Jay has them etched in his frontal cortex.
That's pretty much it. But yes, we do start on time, though. Doors at 7. Show will start at 8 o'clock sharp tonight. So join us for a great night of music out at the Basement East for another Thunderground. Been great to have Wild Love. Dude. We can't let him go without Rapid Fire 5.
No, I will.
That's not happening.
These guys are too much of good time dudes to let out of here right now. All right.
Damn.
Rapid Fire, going to throw out 5 questions. You say the first thing that comes to mind that is inbounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. What do people guess your accent is from, Brandon?
England, yeah. Mostly. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And English people, everyone guesses Australia. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I got some buds from...
There's a place in Australia called Adelaide, and it's just pure English accents, you know.
Oh, is that what it is?
So you always get confused, but they're more tan, so you definitely know they're not English.
One very serious giveaway. How about this? Say you could be in any band ever, and you are in it for the whole run. What band would you want to be in? And don't think about it too hard. Trust your heart.
Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, cool.
That's me. You're like, what, Dex?
Kings of Leon,
bro. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, you might be able to work your way into that. We know
Hopefully.
That.
Let's do that.
Just
head down 40 West a little bit above you.
We got big ideas. All right, how about this? Is there something that you like that might surprise people? Maybe it's a TV show. Maybe it's a food. Maybe it's a particular art. What do you think, Brandon?
ABBA.
Oh, I got no issue with that. Jay
ABBA,
might.
ABBA is my favorite band ever. People say it's a guilty pleasure. It's just pleasure.
I was with him when they announced Mamma Mia 2. I was with him. It was like I had known him like a month, and he started crying. And I was like, "Who is this dude?" Like,
well, that was my follow up. Was how did you? Are you going to see Mamma Mia 2 in theaters?
I've seen it multiple times.
Whoa! This is so impressive. All right. Wow, I don't know where this is going. All right, how about this? Say I open up the fridge in the house where you guys all live together, which is how it is in my mind.
Okay, cool.
What's happening in this fridge? What's going on in that fridge? What are reliable items you can see recurring? Tell me there's something in your fridge,
guys. For some reason, Si put peanut butter in the fridge, and there's no reason for that, something like that. I mean,
we
peanut butter in the fridge is not necessary. You just have hard peanut butter.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Things we have to explain to say.
Okay, that was a good answer. How about this? Say you could plug into the Matrix and in 30 seconds just pick up a brand new skill, something you currently don't know how to do and aren't good at, but could be. What skill do you want to add to the old repertoire?
Sing.
Brandon just sang lead vocals very capably. You're being greedy. What do you want to do?
Oh, that's a great question.
I know. Probably my good looks, if that's a skill.
Yeah, it would be nice to look mildly appealing. just mildly. Nothing. I'm not asking too much. I'll be modest about
it.
We
got a true lead singer in the One RPM studio. Game recognized game right there. How about this? I'm going to let you recommend. Last one. I'm going to let you recommend something. It could be anything. You can recommend a thought, a behavior, a product, a shoe, a clothing, a guitar. Recommend it. It could be going to your show. Whatever. What do you want to recommend to the people? I'll give both of you guys an answer if you want it.
If
you don't,
probably a foot-long sub from Subway with lettuce, tomato, onion, bacon, and then salami.
Wait, bacon, salami? You don't eat meat anymore?
Yeah, no,
buddy.
But I'm just saying, I'm vegetarian. I'm gonna live vicariously
through the people.
Yeah,
it does
much in the same way you can do. Much better in the way of a sandwich than Subway.
Yeah, but like it's there. It's everywhere.
It is.
It's just a block away, and it does explain your green polo and sandwich artist name tag. Yeah. All right, what do you think? What do you want to write?
Oh,
what do you
God.
Wanna, what do you wanna write? Oh, you're not ready.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. All right, real quick, Portland Brews iced coffee because it's amazing. Drink it black. Don't put milk in it, please. And then also the Pressure Kids put out a song called Fever.
Pressure
not too
Kids,
long
dude.
Yeah, dude, they're excellent. Yeah,
supporting other bands, that stuff matters. You're gonna be able to do it tonight out of the Basement East for Thunderground. Jay,
the Beast. That's right, at the Beast tonight. And again, doors at 7, and the show will start at 8 o'clock. And again, we're gonna see Illiterate Light, Hot Damn Brunette, Nawas, and Wild Love. Guys, thank you so much for making some time.
I want to censor your name as well. Wild-like. Love is very dangerous. Wow. It is the most powerful word. Wild-like.
Wild darn love. Right?
And see me maybe doing backgrounds on the Samba song. Thanks, boys. That was awesome.
Thanks, guys.
See you tonight.
We'll see you tonight out at the Basement East. And we'll come back after this break with some new stuff from Greg Holden here on Lightning in the Morning.